It's 8:38 at News Talk 1190. Well, a fascinating series of books called The Blind Vision series that compares and contrasts current events and issues like the Tea Party and the Glenn Beck Rally with the life and times of our founding fathers. It is written by our guest, Curtis Greco. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Very good. And as many people have pointed out, there was this brilliant rally this past weekend held by Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, there, that was largely unpolitical. Now, I kind of disagree with that because I think we live in an era where anything becomes political. I could go in and get a coffee from Starbucks and somehow that would turn into a gigantic political story. But I understand the point there. There's a lot of confusion about the rally. Tell me what I may be missing in this entire rally story.
Well, the rally point I bring up into the discussion has to do with the fact of is a form of distraction and distortion from contemporary issues that really require critical thinking, really require a direct approach, and how these types of events, whether it's Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin's appearance in Washington, and or for that matter, Al Sharpton's attempt at co-opting the discussion, actually serve to really camouflage a much greater issue. And how in the process of doing that, the public gets pulled away from critical issues and focus on jobs, on what the government's doing or not doing, et cetera, and becomes completely, it extracts from the process the focus and creates further ambivalence and divisiveness in the conversation.
Don't we see this sometimes in sports? I'm getting a handle on what you're saying, that in sports, like let's say the Super Bowl, there's so much talk about the teams and that we forget you actually have to play the game. There's so much talk about the game of politics that we've kind of forgot that you actually have to run a country, solve some problems. We're all talking about the political differences and not the problems.
Absolutely, okay. and that's what's to be taken from all of this. I mean, who could really blame, if anybody really bothered to watch Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin, who could really object to the message, right? So the question really, or the issue is not so much about what they say or what they did at that rally, but the question is how it's distorted to make it appear something quite less. And in the book series, I mean, basically the Blind Vision series is three books at the present time that just, in effect, is an update, concentrated update to the American public of things they should be paying attention to and be made aware of that, frankly, we're not talking about. It's also the tool that where you can look at politicians and the machinery of the day that you so appropriately point out, mm-hmm. where it's just simply is a machinery that begins to simply contain the conversation about the art of politicking and not about the art of government or the demands or the requirements of government. These are very subtle shades of gray that in the course of, you know, not paying attention to, you end up with, you know, a nation of people one day waking up after 70 years of this very same processes of degradation in the conversation socially, economically, and politically in the nation, and wake up one day and go, what happened?
Well, isn't that kind of what the Tea Party is trying to address in a way? I mean, the Tea Party is made up of people, I think, that feel that actually on both sides they've been left out and they want to get back to solving problems.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, I make a subtle little commentary over the weekend on one of my recent posts about the commentary by Al Sharpton about Dr. King's speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at Dr. King's speech, you really realize that there's a great excerpt, and I invite people to go to the blog. There's a cut of the speech that appears in one of my recent posts of the section of the I Have a Dream speech where Martin Luther King specifically says, I am here for not just black Americans, I am here for all Americans. And he makes a rather provocative connection between a statement in the Declaration of Independence where it says we hold these truths. The big issue I think that we need to watch for, and I talk about this in one of the, I think on the back of book two and several articles, and that is the issue of the Tea Party. You're absolutely right, and that is this, that the Tea Party is a growth or an outgrowth of this frustration. It represents the voice of America that has no ear for listening, right, that has no representation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the group of people, probably as large as perhaps two-thirds of the American population that either that is not Democrat, that is not Republican, but, and I make the point that the Tea Party, the greatest issue of the Tea Party is going to be remembering that it is not a defining moment between Democrat and Republican. It is actually a philosophical discussion that is addressing or an attempt to addressing a much greater issue, and that is the issue of what's happened to the process of government that no longer addresses the responsibilities concomitant with the oath of office to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States, but actually also doesn't understand what it means to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. So what happens is you have a group of politicians whose only great skill is the ability to get into office, but actually has no context or has no content and has no concept of what it actually means to govern.
I know for people that are listening, this probably sounds all very, very academic, although it really isn't. You mentioned three books in this series. How do I get a hold of the series?
The series is available at all your local bookstores. It's available online. You can go to the imperfectmessenger.com website. There's a lot of hyperlinks and things in there, some media pitches and direct hyperlinks to Kindle, the iApp for books online through your iPad. And, of course, you can direct links to Amazon.com. And you can, of course, buy your book online as well.
I'm sorry, a little sidetracked there.
The gift of the books is that each of them take the public along a very short journey, very readable, 130 to 170 pages, depending upon the volume. Basic history connection, connecting the dots. Basic history in book one, which is called "We Hold These Truths." Book two is an economic discourse, very soft, not academic. You know, you won't fall asleep on it. And then goes into book three, which is called "Valor and Prosperity." And "Valor and Prosperity" is a very interesting book because it talks about actual functional stimulus concepts. That whenever you hear a politician say something like, "Well, you know, the president really can't affect economic change," or that we need to focus on jobs, 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 jobs. Well, that's great commentary and that's live and then engaging to distract the public. But the fact of the matter is, a president can do a great deal as in providing leadership. The Congress can provide direct legislative action on specific issues that today, if somebody would wake up and come out of their coma, could actually do dramatic things to completely reinvent and resuscitate the U.S. economy. But they dare not do it because it's a political issue.
Curtis Greco is the author of the series of the books called The Blind Vision. And unfortunately, sir, we're all out of time. But like he said, you can get those at better bookstores, Amazon.com. You can get them everywhere. Curtis, it's been great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Charlie. Bless your heart. Have a great day, and thanks for the invite.